There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It is my pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this very same radio station, or if you're listening online, welcome. And thanks for checking out GCNlive.com. Thanks for checking out this program. If you've not listened to it before, welcome. Guess what? We've been around a long time, more than 20 years, started out and has expanded. 2013, a couple of my other shows. I was the host of Motor Trend for 8 years, and the host of another show called Motor News Weekly. I was actually with Motor Trend for 10 years, as host 8 years. Closed the doors on those and folded them in and expanded the hours here on Auto World. And now we've got a ton of hours and all kinds of great content for you and all kinds of great content in this hour, including Ann Fleming, who will be sliding on up to the microphone here. She's the president and car buying advocate for a entity known as women-drivers.com. And she's going to be telling us about women and new car buying. Evidently, women visit new car dealerships a lot more than men. Why is that? That's the question. And in this half hour, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors. He is the old car guy himself, Don Jones. And matter of fact, if you have a question for Don, we've got a telephone number. And that telephone number, toll-free from anywhere across North America, is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Let's go to his palatial estate. He, too, has a palatial estate, like Mark Evans, one of our other contributors, except his is in outside of St. Louis, Missouri. And welcome the man with the outstanding website. If you haven't checked it out, please do so, theoldcarguys.com. He is an expert in parts and restoration and old cars in general. Here he is, the man himself, Don Jones. Don, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Oh, doing real well. We just got back last night from spending a couple days down in Springfield, Missouri at the Ozark Swap Meet, where we picking up a few new clients and found people with barns full of parts that they had accumulated, and now it's time for them to get back back on the road. So we're kind of happy about that. So we have a full week dealing with those parts. And I put together a little, you know, list of some restoration tips for our audience if you want to talk about those today.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. This is something I get a lot of emails about. Lots of folks are out there doing restoration themselves because it's very expensive, of course, to have a professional do it. Lots of folks have older vehicles that have sat for a lot of years and would like to restore them, get them back to running condition. And then there are other folks that write me too, Don, that, you know, see a vehicle for sale and know that they're going to have to put time and money into it, and they want some tips on how to proceed. So what's number one on your list here? What's the number one thing that you should consider when doing restoration?
Yeah, it's basically making the decision of what your goal is, you know, picking out your make and model of car. And when you do, you know, keep in mind of how rare the car is, how desirable it is, how easy the parts are to get. And as I mentioned on other shows, that there's kind of a basic ratio between the big three. Chevrolet is usually the easiest to find parts for, Texas Ford, and then Mopar. But I give it a ratio of for every dollar spent on a Chevy, you'll spend two on the Ford and four on the Dodge or Plymouth or DeSoto or some of the real old stuff. And just the part been rare in the past, we're starting to find them, and we're starting to get these guys to sign with us, where we're, by the end of the year, we're going to probably be the number one place in the United States to go to for anything Mopar. And so we're hoping to do that. That may bring down the price a little bit, so we're kind of hoping on that. And after you find your make and model is your starting vehicle, your starting point. And my basic philosophy is the more you start with, the less work and time it's going to be in it before you get on the road. So invest up front, and, you know, it'll save on the back end.
That makes a whole lot of sense. And is it just supply and demand, the reason why you rank them in that order, the fact that the Mopar parts are that more expensive than the GM or the Ford parts just because they're harder to find at this point?
Well, I think it's, refined availability, obviously means fine. The restoration market, the aftermarket parts have been bigger for the Chevrolets and Ford than the Mopar products. It's coming along. There's more people getting into the restoration parts. And I think that'll help by bringing the price down. There seems to be a big run on the Mopar products the last couple of years.
Yeah, that makes sense, and certainly it doesn't hurt that there are some very popular new Dodge and Chrysler vehicles out there that have really drawn attention to some of the vehicles in their past heritage. So that's a big consideration. That's your number one consideration. What else should folks do when it comes to restoration? What's number two on your list?
Well, basically, when you find the starting car, you want to do a careful inspection of it, top to bottom, left to right, inside, outside. And it basically starts out with a flashlight and pulling the rugs up and floor mats and whatnot, making sure you got good floors in it, good trunk, wheel wells, frame. These are things that when we were kids we didn't worry about, frames on 57 Chevys because they were only like 8 years old. Now they're like, 58 years old. There's a lot of wear and tear on them. So if you're doing a car, make sure that you're doing a car that has a good frame. If it doesn't have a good frame, make sure one's available. We had a call a couple of days ago from a fellow up in New Hampshire who's got a great 67 Cutlass Supreme convertible, but the frame's rotted out. Well, the problem with that is that's the only year and only car that particular frame was used on. There's nothing else to the substitute unless he gets something custom made or aftermarket. And since he wants to keep it original, that's really going to work for him. So that's going to cost him a lot of money to buy the frame, and probably he's going to have to get a chip from somewhere west of New Hampshire. So that's going to add to the cost. But we did do a good search for him, but we haven't been able to find it yet. So that...
Great radio stations in New Hampshire.
I told him to look this up, and that I was going to mention him his dilemma, and hopefully somebody will call in and just happens to have one in the barn, and that's kind of how our luck runs sometimes. But the more you start with, the better off you're going to be. And the main thing is to get that thing up on a rack where you can get under it. And, look at it with your eyeball and also kind of hit it with a hammer and see what kind of sounds you get out of it. And if you start getting very dull sounds, that's a good indication that there's rust in there and very, very severe rust. And be careful of undercoating. A lot of people will do a shoddy job on floor pans and whatnot and hide their mistakes with new undercoating products. So let that be kind of a warning sign use a critical eyeball when we're looking at that stuff. It'll determine where you want to go, what level of restoration you want to go for.
Excellent tips. Hold that thought when we come back on the other side. More with Don Jones, the CEO of the OldCarGuys.com. We're talking restoration tips right now on Auto World. Don't go away.
I'm on the road again.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
It's J.C. Whitney's 100th anniversary. Please join us in celebrating 100 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to enter the Centennial Sweepstakes. You could win your choice of a custom 2015 Ford F-150 or Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, and a trip to SEMA Ignited in Las Vegas to pick up the keys. Enter today at jcwhitney.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited-time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Yes, we specialize in fine machines, and Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com, he's a guy that can find you a fine machine if you're in the market for a classic car, or if you own a classic car and need some parts, need some help. Don, before we go any further, why don't we make sure and give out your proper web address and telephone number, because you, unlike 99.9% of the people that I have here on the radio show, you'll give out your personal number so that any one of our listeners listening to us anywhere here in North America or around the world can call you directly with a question about old cars or parts, and you are more than happy to help them out.
Well, that's true. And, usually, yeah, when people ask my name, I say, you're talking to Don Jones, the old car guy himself. And that's who usually picks up the phone. But it's the phone number is 314-306-7507. And the email address is theocarguys@gmail.com. And, of course, the website is theocarguys.com.
Excellent. Let's talk more about deciding on your level of restoration. There are a number of different categories, and you've done a great job of telling me here in an email about some of these categories. Now, tell our listeners about the different levels of restoration. There's something called a driver restoration. There's something called street show. There's something called a show car. And there's something called a Concours restoration. So break us down, those four different restorations.
Right. Driving condition is basically, it's a safe operation, safe operational condition. To be on the road, it'll basically pass a state inspection. Almost everything on a car functions. The wipers and the lights will work, and maybe most of the gauges, but maybe the radio doesn't work yet. It's kind of a starting place for a person that wants to start driving and restoring. And quite often, you can buy a driver and with a few more dollars, bring it up to the next level, which is street show. And a street show is basically the type of show it's on, maybe on the last Friday of the month during the summer down at the local diner where, you go in and other guys from the neighborhood are there, and, it's a good place to tell stories and run into old friends and maybe pick up pointers on what you need to do to help you bring your car up to the next level, which is the car show level. And this is where maybe you want to travel a couple hundred miles to a particular big show where they've got nice trophies and professional judges. So if your car will score in that 90 to 95 point range, that's pretty well on what you would call a car show. And then we have the works of art. And we have people that create these works of art we call Rembrandts in the restoration business. Guys that are going to charge over $100 an hour for the work, but you're going to get an honest hour, and you're going to get some great, great body work out of these people. This concourse level, like Pebble Beach and Amelia Island, and where you're going to see 40, 50, 100,000, 500,000-hour cars for sale, the Barrett Jackson type of cars. You don't drive them. You trail them to where you're going. And they basically need to be in a museum, not on the road.
Very well said, Don. Now, the next thing you point out, I got a kick out of, after you determine your start point, a good idea is to sit with your parts catalog and start adding up the cost of the aftermarket parts. But you also say
You
should look at salvage yards, too.
Exactly. Depending on the level of car and the amount of money you have, and obviously the availability of things, is that sometimes you're better off going to a salvage yard than to the newer parts. We get this all the time about when we find somebody part and it's $50 instead of $500. They can't believe the difference. And then, the part is just about as good a shape. If it's a hard mechanical part that's in the interior of the car that isn't really exposed to the elements like sheet metal is. Usually with sheet metal, you probably want to go with new. I always recommend on your door glass to go with new. It isn't that much more expensive, and quite a bit of the old door glass has bubbling in it and fogging around edges. And for a few dollars more, you can get stuff that's perfectly good. So, add it all up, and then, try to recover from the heart attack after you look at the bottom line. And then if you've still got the the desire in the pocketbook, then, you know, start looking for somebody who will do the work for it.
That's great. And that's a decision in itself about who you decide to want to work with. I mean, there are lots of different categories there. Expand on that a little bit, Don.
Yeah, this is where you got to be kind of careful. You can get upside down in your labor very quickly. And somewhere along the line is wondering if your builder isn't milking you, and you know, why does it take so much money to get so little results, or what seems to be little results. But you can get into doing tedious body work, particularly on rare cars, and that can add up very quickly, no matter if the guy's charging you $30 an hour or $100 an hour. Now, obviously, there's somebody out there you'll find for $10 or $15 an hour, but usually they have to do the work three times before they get it right, and you're not really, or you may not be saving it much. So, you know, pick wisely. If you're choosing a friend or a relative, you know, keep these basic rules in mind, and it could lead to, you know, issues with the friendship if you're not careful.
Mm-hmm.
So, and really, it's the quality of work, craftsmanship in the body work, and the type of product they use for paint. I just don't see the backyard body guys doing as good of a paint job as, you know, the better restoration shops. And this is something that's really kind of bugged me the last couple of years on some of the cars that I've done. And actually, I've said it back, when I say a couple of years, probably the last 20 years, on just how the paint doesn't hold up as well. You know, you start getting chips in it very easily. So and when you go to these guys, you know, check with several restoration professionals and get a kind of an estimate or at least an hourly rate. And it's kind of hard to get an estimate on the car that's all put together where when they have to start disassembling it, they haven't discovered the hidden problems with the car. So, you know, expect it and, you know, and then plan for it.
Very good. All kinds of great restoration tips from Don Jones. And another thing that I really love that you put down here as something that folks should do is start the restoration process, plan your work, and work your plan. I'll tell you what, next week at this very same time, we'll have Don back, and we'll continue these restoration tips from the old car guy himself, Don Jones. Quickly, Don, your telephone number one more time for folks.
Yes, it's 314-306-7507. We'll be talking.
Thank you, Don.
Car guy himself.
This is Auto World.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
We thank you so much for being here with us. We're having all kinds of fun. My name is Bob Long, and now we're going to shine the spotlight on a website and a lady who is going to be talking to us about women and car buying and the fact that women tend to visit dealerships more than men. Why is that? That's kind of a curious little factoid. And who is this mystery lady? Well, she's the president and car buying advocate of women-drivers.com, and her name is Ann Fleming. Ann, welcome to Auto World. How are you doing today?
Bob, thanks so much for having me on the program. I'm doing fabulous and all is well. So it's a pleasure to be with you and your listeners this fine afternoon.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this story that I picked up on womendrivers.com. The fact that women visit 30% more dealerships than men when buying a car. What are some of the factors behind this difference?
You know, so there's several dynamics. There's several things going on. And yes, you know, looking at it nationally, women visit about 30% more dealerships. On average, men go to about 1.4 dealerships, right? If you're looking at this nationally, about 1.4 dealerships, where women go to, on average, 1.9. And as I said, there's a couple factors. Women are more open when they go to a dealership. They're not as decisive about the specific car they want, first of all, when they go to a dealership. Another factor is that women are less confident when they go to a car dealership. Men are more confident. They're a little bit, they know what they want. They're more confident. And the other thing is that women actually are in the shopping funnel. They're in the research funnel about 2 weeks longer than men. So if you look at this, you know, there's a couple things. So women are, you know, they're more open. The tendency is for women to shop at more dealerships, coupled with, again, what I said, they're in the longer sales cycles. And, you know, they've got different buying criteria, you know, than men. So they're a little bit more open to visit more dealerships. So, you know, there's a real upside to dealerships, but just looking at it, men versus women, women shop, you know, at about a third more dealerships than men nationally.
That's very interesting. And it's also very interesting, as you pointed out, that women take longer to make a decision. And when you look at the actual numbers for both males and females, it's a significant amount of time, 75 days for women, 63 days for men. So folks tend to think a lot about what they're buying and where they're buying before pulling that trigger. So that's an interesting fact in itself. I understand that women do not necessarily, you would think, you know, again, historically, almost a sexist thing, a lot of guys would figure that, well, you know, women are going to buy from the dealership or the store, as we call it in the industry, that's closest to their home. But that's not necessarily true.
Bob, I'm glad you brought that up. It's a terrific misnomer. So a couple things, you know, so our website, women opt into five questions. We're not a traditional, what I'll say, five-star review site. After women, they do rate their dealership on shopping, buying, and service. But after they submit that review, there's an opt-in survey, and women are asked, would you please report some additional information on your shopping, your buying, or your service drive experience. 92% of women nationally opt into this 25-question survey, again, for each one of those three experiences, and that's where we get all of this rich, rich data mining and all this analytics. So women, it's really a digital ethnography survey. Women are really self-reporting on this. So, and I just wanted to explain that to your listeners in case they're wondering, where do they get all this information? So a couple things. First of all, women travel over 16 miles to buy their vehicles. By the way, for millennial women, Bob, it's over 21 and a half miles. So they're traveling about 5 miles longer than the average woman, if you will. But to your point that you brought up, 6 in 10 women are not buying at the brand dealership closest to their home. And again, that opens up a whole world of, like, why is that? And, you know, as we can talk about a little bit more, you know, the reasons why women report that they buy from their dealership, the first reason is, you know, the compelling relationship that was created with their sales associate. That person showed up with a high EQ. You know, they were very, emotive. They were trusting. They were respectful. But the second reason that women report buying from a car dealership, you know, we always think about dealerships are always advertising on price, 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 price. But the second reason is actually the dealer's reputation and then price. So it really opens up a huge opportunity when we think about that women are traveling, 16 miles, and 6 in 10 of them are going to the brand dealership not closest to their home, that there's really an opportunity to begin to advertise a little bit differently, to maybe employ your car dealer reviews, and to really showcase them in your advertising and start breaking the mold, as I would say, from price, 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 because women are now buying half of all cars, and we've heard some of these statistics, but this emerging buying segment is now I'm responsible for influencing over 80% of all car purchases. You know, it's such an enormous, enormous influence in our industry. And I think dealers, you know, historically have done really well on advertising, on price. And there's really an opportunity in the consumer journey of women who now, as you just said, they're really in the researching funnel for 75 days, there's really an opportunity to begin to start playing and advertising a little bit differently to this market segment.
Yeah, it's interesting to point out here that women rely on car dealership reviews 50% more than men, and they actually prefer to read reviews that were written by other women. And from a dealership's perspective, it certainly makes a lot of sense for that dealership to encourage happy and satisfied women clients to write reviews, because they're going to have that added exposure to potential future women clients. So that's an interesting fact in itself, and it's interesting. I know in my own household here, you know, I don't tend to read reviews about anything, and my wife will read reviews about, you know, everything from plumbers to dentists to doctors to you name it. I don't know whether it's just a guy-girl thing or what, but women are definitely more into reading those reviews, something that didn't exist that long ago.
Well, exactly. I mean, reviews really came on as we think about Amazon, you know, we think about eBay, you know, in the mid-90s. But car dealer reviews really came on scene, you know, in the past. They've really exploded over the past 5 or 6 years. We think of some companies like, you know, Google and Yelp, but certainly within the industry, Auto Trader, Edmunds, Dealer Raider. We are the only car dealer website that focuses specifically on this emerging market that we're talking about today. And we do so because we know that women, they want to read reviews, but they actually want to read reviews specifically from other women. The reason that reviews, you know, you touched on this, reviews from women, they rely on reviews so much, is really, you know, to look at the context of the relationship. Women are still a little...
Hold that thought.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
The music is from Prince. That's right, out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I don't know if Prince is a car guy, but I know he was a great basketball player, believe it or not. I mean, he's a very small individual. He's only about 5 foot 4 inches tall. Not that I am that much taller than that. I'm on the small side myself. Welcome back to Auto World. This is America's Automobile Enthusiast Program. My name is Bob Long. Ann Fleming is with us, and she is the president and car buying advocate from women-drivers.com. We're talking about the differences between men and women when it comes to the new car buying experiences. Women visit more dealerships than men. Women take more time. They're in that funnel, as Ann calls it, the buying funnel, longer than men. And also they like reviews. They rely on car dealership reviews 50% more than men. And you were telling us some more comments about the review part, and then I can't wait to hear about who women these days are taking with them to the dealership when they buy a car. But give us some more of your comments about these reviews that are so common today.
To put the numbers into context, when we talk about, you know, half of all buyers are women, Bob, 13 million units, approximately 13 million cars were sold to women at new car franchises last year. And that's about 35,000 units a day, right? And one of the things we track on our website is their emotions. And the number one emotion that women have when buying a car is they are excited. They are thrilled to get the car. But when when we look at the next four emotions, it's apprehensive, it's nervous, it's overwhelmed, and it's frustrated. So when I bring that up, Bob, in the context of reviews, that's one of the reasons why women are looking for car businesses car dealerships to do business with. Because it's not just about buying the car. They're looking for a longer term business relationship. It's not just a one off about, you know, a car purchase and then I'm going to go somewhere else to have my car serviced. So they're looking for, you know, a place to do business with over 3 or 4 or 8 or 9 years. Or maybe they're into leasing and they're looking to lease there again and again and again. So that's really why reviews are so important to women. And here's the thing. There's, 18, I think it's now up to 18,000 new car franchises in the United States. And there's less than about 7,000 of them that actually employ reviews as part of their best practices. So it's this whole review reputation management, you know, while you alluded to the fact that it's been a platform to do business with and to really showcase how your customers feel about your business. And it's a way to really showcase, you know, third party, basically what I call almost public relations, PR. There's less than, it's just about 35-40% of dealerships really actively employ it. And so there's a huge upside for dealers, and especially with women who are really looking for this and looking for reviews, not just, you know, from men, but they're specifically looking to read reviews from women because women happen to read more blogs. You know, they post a longer blog post than most men. That's one of the reasons why women are looking for reviews from other women. So that's probably a long-winded answer, but there's a huge upside to dealers who employ reviews, and to those who don't, to start getting active with it straight away.
Just to remind folks again, women now account for half of car purchases and influence up to 80% of all auto buying choices, and that is absolutely 100% true. Let's talk about who women take with them when buying a car. I mean, years ago, a single woman would take a male friend along or somebody that knows something about cars. That was not uncommon. What about today in 2015? Who are women and taking with them when buying a car?
So, Bob, that's a great question. And, you know, we track all this information on our site because on the survey, on the opt-in survey, again, 92% of women provide this self-ethnography, this self-survey on this 25-question survey. So 45% of women report that they're buying the car on their own. Again, another reason why they want to, they're going to additional dealerships. They want to make sure that they're getting it right. So that's another reason why women are, you know, looking at more dealerships. So 45% of women report that they buy the car by themselves. 55% of women bring someone with them, and they report that when they bring someone with them, 8 out of 10 times they bring a man with them. And so that could be their husband, their male partner, it could be their dad, their brother, it could be a number of people. So it's a 45-55 split, Bob.
Interesting. Another thing
I just want to share something. You know, we're a relatively young company, so we don't have data going back 10 years, but, you know, I assert 10 or even 15, 20 years ago, you know, 4.5 out of every 10 cars sold to women was, you know, it probably wasn't sold to a woman coming in and buying a car by herself. So that just goes to show you the empowerment of women today. She's very comfortable going to a dealership and buying a car. She may be a little, you know, she might be internally a little nervous, or even excited about it because, of course, you know, the average car today does cost $33,000. It's a very, very big purchase. But
it certainly is.
It just goes to show you how, empowered women are. They're very, you know, many of them are very, very, you know, of course, very comfortable negotiating and buying the car on their own.
Yeah, next to buying a home, your car is your second biggest purchase. And nowadays, unless you're a leaser or somebody that likes to get a new vehicle every few years, people tend to hold on to their cars a lot longer. Cars are built a whole lot better. And certainly there are just so many wonderful choices out there. The Internet has really changed the industry. I was at a car dealership recently talking to a sales manager who was saying how the Internet has changed the business so significantly with the amount of research tools that are out there for folks, and women are taking advantage of this. The other thing that we see at dealerships today that we didn't used to see years ago are women sales representatives, and particularly I notice a lot of female internet car sales representatives. Do women like buying vehicles from other women, and is this a trend that you see throughout the dealership industry, that they're employing more women across the board in sales positions?
That's a great question. 21% of all dealership personnel in 2014 are women. 9% of all salespeople in dealerships today are women. That goes to show you that there's still a 1 out of every 10 sales advisors, sales ambassadors, if you will, on the floor are women. So a lot of women are in the BDC role. They're in internet position, the internet position, as you mentioned. They're not necessarily on the floor. They may be service advisors, and they certainly could be in a number of admin or marketing positions, business development positions. So I think this still the upside, and again, the opportunity remains on the sales floor. That still remains an opportunity, as well as in the dealership overall. I just came back last week from the inaugural Women in Automobile 2015 conference. It was the first ever Women in Automobile conference in Orlando, Florida, and it was really just showcased women from a variety of positions. And certainly, to your point, Bob, 21% when years, just 10 years ago, it was, a fraction of that number. It was about, 7 or 8. It just goes to show you the exponential growth and opportunity for women in this industry at the retail level. So there's an upside all the way around, and I think dealerships and dealership principals see that opportunity. They know that women are buying more cars. And the answer is yes. Women, and now that, there's actually a choice, in many dealerships, there's still not really a huge choice. And so women are happy to buy a car from anyone who's, trusting or respectful. But if given a choice, of course, we would love that opportunity.
Women-drivers.com is the website. Check it out, and we'll get you back with us real soon. I'm Bob Long. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of Auto World.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.